Now, you've heard of racism and sexism, but what about singleism? We're told today that single Aussies are sick and tired of being treated worse than their colleagues who have kids. The Australian Institute of Management says 50% of Aussie workers are living the single life, and many are spitting the dummy, complaining that they're also flat out and in need of flexible working arrangements. Professor Gary Martin is CEO of the Australian Institute of Management. Professor, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Ben.
I've heard this so many times in workplaces where single people say, well, hang on a moment, everyone's conscious of the family workers, the fact that they need time with the kids, but we don't get a look in.
Well, I think that's right. I think many singles now are coming forward and saying they're picking up the slack for married or you know, those who are partnered with children. And they're saying that employers should prioritise singles as well. So it's not just about married workers and family-friendly environments. It's all about singles as well, given that singles make up a significant proportion of the workplaces.
It's not unusual for bosses to check with the families first to work out when they want to take their holidays in case they want to go away with the kids during the school break.
Well, you know, that's just one of the complaints of singles. They have a whole raft of complaints ranging from things like they're always the type of people or the group of people in the office who are asked to work those extra hours, you know, after hours and at weekends. If there's a shift that gets changed, then people go straight to a single. They also do their fair share of that sort of travel that no one else wants to do. And as you've said, Ben, the popular vacation dates are snapped up quite often by families so that the parents can have some family time with their children, and singles are not happy with that.
Professor, what's that old line, it takes a community to raise a child?
Yes, I've heard that one. Ben, I think the main point here is that singles don't like the fact that workplaces view them differently to married, in the sense that because they're single, people think, oh, well, they've got nothing else in their lives. They're not as busy, so they can pick up the slack. So it's that perception that their lives are hollow that sort of really grates on the nerves of many singles.
Well, they've just got to meet someone special and have some kids.
Well, they do, but then we also know that people aren't going to do that these days. Not everybody's going to get married and have children. So that's the other issue. Sometimes people think this is just an issue for those 20-year-olds, 21-year-olds, or, you know, 30-year-olds, but there are people in their 50s and 60s that have made the decision that they're never going to get married and have children.
I want to hear from them this afternoon, Professor. Thanks for coming on.
My pleasure, Ben.
Professor Gary Martin, CEO of the Australian Institute of Management. Have you noticed that in your workplace, that the employees who are married with kids receive some favouritism because when they want to go on a family holiday during school holidays, they get first dibs? And if someone needs to do some overtime, well, you're not going to ask the mum or the dad who need to get home to their little ones. You're going to ask the people who are single. And is it just a case of it takes a village to raise a child?